Eva, how are we doing on the Pledge of Allegiance as far as lining them up for the month of January?
Oh, he's on the that
phone.
Right?
Oh, he's on the phone. I didn't.
Oh,
I,
he is?
I didn't look up to see that he was on the phone.
I wonder if he's ordering breakfast or something.
You think that's it?
I'd take some eggs, Steve. What would you take, Jay?
What are we doing?
I'm sorry. I already had eggs, so.
Oh, you did already have eggs today?
Yeah, I took out a loan.
Jeez, and but, yeah, boy, that. The other day when I was ordering my eggs that I like to order every week, I was like, wait, why does that say $8.49 or whatever? I'm like, that can't be right.
Yeah.
Is that a different? And then I looked, and that's what all the eggs
You're
were.
You're like, well, I don't need 27 dozen.
Dang, dude. Yeah.
I was just asking about the pledge, Steve. How are we lined up for the January? We're getting there.
Yes. We've got a couple more after this, but we are still in need.
Yep.
So, yeah, pledge at jayandkevin.com.
Yep, that's where you send it. You just record it on your phone. Super simple.
Yeah, and I apologize. I was just getting a spam ambassador.
Oh, perfect. Oh, good deal. Oh, that's awesome. Do we dare say who it is or where they're going?
I believe we can because, so Samantha called in.
Yeah.
And she actually helps out with a derby team.
Okay.
And they Excuse me?
A derby team?
Like roller derby?
I think roller, derby? Roller derby, if I'm not mistaken.
Roller derby?
Yeah. And so she travels with a group of kids all over the place, and they're going to, I think she said it was a tournament.
Maybe it's a Pinewood derby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
I mean, I don't know if kids are traveling for roller derby.
Like the only roller derby I know is there's a league here in Spokane, which are ladies.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, maybe she's going to take the spam with her.
Yeah, so they're going to Salt Lake City.
Okay, well, that's a good start.
And they go all over the world, and she said someone on the team is going to Australia.
Yeah, maybe it is roller derby then. Yeah,
at some point. So yeah.
Well, this week's pledge is Ms. Bauman's kindergarten class. She's at the Hayden Canyon Charter School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Chinese zoo lets guests clean up polar bear poop for just $145.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Well, well, well. 2024 has come and gone, but it's always nice to look back on it and see, unless it was a real stinker, right? Then let's just move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes moving forward. But I saw this in the Seoul Spokesman Review.
The old Spokesman Review.
And I thought, you know what? I want to read this article and figure out exactly how the weather in 2024 was here in Spokane. It's so easy to forget, right?
Like it blurs
during
sometime.
Its moment. Yeah. We all know it, and we're like, oh, yeah, that's right, man. We can't. That's wild.
I mean, I know that it was warm, and I know that it was, I heard last night that it was the soggiest, October through December has had, 4 inches of rain almost in that amount of time.
Yeah.
That's
Jay, and you're
a
pretty
lot.
Good at remembering this, because I do think there's a part of you that just really loves it and still wants to be a meteorologist.
Yeah, that's too much work, but
I know, but you used to want that. Now I think you've realized that I don't want to be on TV.
Yeah.
But you'd be great.
I don't mind it. I mean, I've lived in places that weather is pretty significant. You know, you live in North Dakota, you pay a lot of attention to it because it's actually life-threatening. You live in Minnesota, you kind of got to know what's going on. So, you know, you pay more attention to it when you're in places where it's more severe.
We had our coldest night of the year in 2024 when the year had just kicked off. January 13th, overnight low dropped to minus 10 degrees.
Oh, last year. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in 2024. Yeah. We're looking at
that 2024. That was weird for a second in my head. Yeah. I had a little.
January 13th hasn't happened here yet.
I know. I had a little freeze
up. It doesn't look like we will be having that sort of temperature.
No, I just looked at the 10-day. It's crazy.
Then we moved on, through the rest of mid-spring.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Had a first 80-degree day in May, May 10th.
Okay.
Which then June was pretty normal. We were just a little bit warmer, 2 degrees warmer. And then July happened.
And it got a little hot.
With an average high of 92.6 degrees, July was hotter than any other month in Spokane's recorded history.
Wow.
So we did. We had the hottest July ever.
And the hottest month ever. That's weird. I did not know that.
Huh. On July 21st.
Yes, I do remember Mercury, that was hot because that was my wife's birthday. One. Yeah.
Oh, baby, I was doing a wedding and
it was so hot.
Actually, it ended up being a fun wedding. The people were just great. They all just were like, listen, we're all just going to sweat and have fun.
Yeah, you
sweat
have to.
And they just did.
Yeah.
It was 107 degrees.
Dang.
Hottest day of the year and the fourth hottest day on record for our city ever.
Jeez.
By the end of summer, we were able to look back and go, you know what, Spokane? That was the third hottest summer in recorded history, which goes back to like 1881. Now, we move to November. Remember November? I do.
Do you remember?
Twice as much precipitation fell as twice?
Here we go.
Twice as much precipitation fell than normal.
Yeah, so it's basically double. Yeah, I see what you're
saying. Talk about a slog fest. Talk about a slog fest. November slog through fest. December.
I heard that phrase.
Yielded the most precipitation since 1973.
Oh, wow.
I was a 3-year-old boy back then stomping in puddles.
It is, that's a long time. 50 years is a long time to be the wettest ever. And yeah. I know when we were going through it, we were like, boy, it sure seems soggy. And a lot of that, of course, because it's not snow. It was just raining.
And it was the second wettest November-December period in our area since 1900.
Holy smokes.
I mean, so we really did have
some
record-breaking stuff that happened. Not really all fun.
That's quite a year, though. That's quite a few records in 1 year, I feel like. Hottest day ever.
Exactly.
Wettest. Couple of months and, 125 years. That's pretty impressive statistics.
Here's what it says. As we enter the first full week of 2025, snowfall in the Spokane area is about half of normal for this time of year.
Yeah.
Really? Only half? It seems like it's a quarter of normal.
I saw last night the stat that they showed was normally we have 20 inches. By now we've had 6.
Okay.
And I'm like,
that's
I've had almost zero.
Yeah, Jay, I've had zero. And it's definitely 6 is not half of 20, is it?
Not last I checked, no.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this stat just doesn't seem right.
It does not.
I mean, it's if you round up.
Yeah, right. Quite a bit.
Yeah. So that's where we're at right now, moving into 2025. Record-breaking 2024.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We will see what happens with 2025. I mean, we could end up with a record-breaking winter in the fact that we just don't get any snow.
The lack of snow. The good news is I think the mountains are fine.
They are. They're getting the snow, so that's good.
We've always said keep it up there, and this is kind of like your perfect winter, is it not, Kevin?
We're not. Yeah, for me it is. Yeah. We're not getting the really deep, hard freezes with... My farmer world.
Your former farmer world?
The farmer world.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, rain is a good thing.
I heard about it, yeah.
Rain makes corn and wheat and oats and barley and peas.
And cornbread.
I don't remember. Like, I know you want rain. And we got it, I think, at all the right times. But then if it gets cold and there's no snow cover, see, it can really, really hurt the crops.
Uh-huh.
So I think farmers have dodged the bullet. I got to imagine they're sitting there, the younger farmers are talking to the older farmers, and they're like, well, I haven't seen it like this since 1973.
Wait, the younger ones are?
That's what the old ones are saying to the younger ones.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I will be tracking this with
almonds.
Almonds,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's nuts, but that's all right.
Almonds. So if you passed or got it wrong, the almond faces up and down.
Okay.
And if you got it right, the almond faces sideways.
Kevin James.
Oh, horizontal and vertical.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, there's
Maddie's makes a very straight line.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Okay, Kevin.
Dear Jay and Kevin, I'm having a hard time with what to do next and need a little perspective or guidance from your listeners. I've been seeing this great guy for the past month or so, and we've gone on several dates. And just recently, he spent the night at my place. A pretty big step, right? Anyways, I was admiring his watch that he had taken off, and he told me, "Oh, thanks, my wife got it for me." It was obvious by my reaction that I was not expecting to hear that.
Mm.
So then he quickly corrects himself and says, "Oh, yeah, I mean, my ex-wife," and leaves it at that. And then I said, "Hey, why don't you tell me some more about this person whom I just found out about?" And he says, "Oh, not a big deal. He slipped up and explained that he had been separated for a while. And then they finally got, you know, divorced earlier in the year officially." I didn't press him on it anymore, but now I'm kind of freaking out that he's still married or that this is just a red flag. Do I stick with it and see if he, you know, if he's being honest? What the heck should I do?
All right, so 509-441-0999. I mean, it's very possible he misspoke. That's probably pretty easy.
Very easy. Oh, yeah.
By the same token, I'm pretty sure that's public record. You could probably dig that up if you really wanted to.
You could definitely find out if he's had a divorce. Yeah, that is for sure. That was one of the first comments some people said was like, well, divorce is public record.
Sure.
So if you really need to know that part, then go for it.
I mean, isn't the bigger issue the fact that you've never had a conversation about the fact that he was married and recently divorced?
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking about, Jay, was, you know, you hadn't maybe gone into relationships or whatever, but that is kind of weird that you had not even discussed that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. How long have they been together? Does it say a time?
It said a month.
About a month. Yeah, that probably is going to come up in a month.
And several dates. Yeah. That's why some people, like not Tasha, excuse me, Amanda says, it's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
He would have told you about it when you guys were getting to know each other.
I agree.
If he has nothing to hide, why are you just finding out about her?
Yeah, why wouldn't that be in the first couple of conversations,
I feel like? Yeah.
That's a pretty big part of your life that you left out. Why did you leave it out?
And I know at first,
also, what
you know,
woman lets that go?
As far as...
She hasn't even done any digging. Did she not say she didn't do any digging on it?
She did. Jay, her letter was pretty long. She did say that he has said he's not a big social media guy.
Okay.
Or not really on. So she dug around on social media, didn't find anything.
Yeah.
Because maybe he's, you know,
a serial killer?
I feel like you want to.
Maybe he's legit
okay,
and he's
gosh,
not on.
Dang it, Steve.
What, I mean, what else is he hiding?
Well, no, that's a legitimate question.
For sure.
I mean, it is very unusual to know somebody for a month that you're supposedly having a relationship with, and that was never brought up.
It is. And I mean,
you
I know
probably know
first...
his middle name, mother's name, where he's lived, all those things that don't really matter, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that I had a wife up until about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it is.
Run.
You know, and one of those things sometimes, and it could be the story. The story could be completely legit where he's like, listen, we were separated for like a year and a half.
Sure,
and then
yeah.
finally our divorce went through. It's just kind of out of my mind because it was, has been done for so long.
That's fair.
I can understand that. I do think it's possible that he's just, you know, got a legit story, but he's just didn't do a good job of relaying it. Also, some people say that the fact that you call an ex-wife your wife means that there's still
like
some sort of connection.
Or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. It is also possibly slipped, but I mean, it seems weirder to slip the longer it's been. Does it not seem weirder?
It does. I will tell you that I still slip up and refer to Kathy as my wife. But you know why? Because the story I'm usually telling or whatever it is, she was my wife at that point.
At that moment.
Yeah.
And we were also together for like 26 years. Mm-hmm. Like, and because of that, I guess, if you wanted to say, oh, well, you still care about her. Well, of course I still care about her.
Mm-hmm.
My kid's mom, and she was a big part of my life for a long time.
Yeah, that's definitely a little bit different than I feel like this guy.
I don't want to date her ever again.
Okay, you know.
Well, I don't. She knows. I think it's mutual.
Six.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, it was weird. I saw it says Kevin James is calling you on Teams, which if you don't know what that is, it's just, you know, it's kind of like a Zoom call or whatever
else.
Yeah,
and I don't know how to use Teams at all. I wish it was a Zoom call.
Kevin James.
Yeah, we do meetings here on Teams.
That's why I don't know how to use it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
True story. Qualify for you for the staycation to Silver Mountain coming up. Great staycation with the ski surf and stay?
That is correct.
Yeah, ski surf and stay package. Didn't seem right when I was saying it, but it is. Chance to qualify for that coming up in 30 minutes.
I would actually love to see, Jay, it seems like something that you would enjoy. The surf, the Flow Rider, it's called.
Yes.
Where you try to surf out there at.
That'd be cool. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I would like to see you do that.
Not a big skier, snowboarder, but, you know, the rest of the stuff seems awesome. Speaking of awesome, I don't know if you heard the whole Post Malone story from Christmas Eve with his tip that he left for the waitress. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was a weird story where he goes to a bar called the Rail Yard, and he and Shibuzi are there with some of their friends, and it gets to be a late night. They were there for a couple hours after a show. Hardly anybody there. It's Christmas Eve, which, first of all, their place was open until 2 a.m., which is Merry Christmas.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. And so he goes to pay, and somebody else had already paid for the drinks. There had been some patrons there who recognized him, of course, and some of his friends, they paid for Post's drinks. So there's no bill. So he asked the waitress, just, you know, hey, could you at least just charge me something, like a buck or whatever it is, so I can leave you a tip?
Yes.
So she's 36 years old, mother of two, working two jobs, homeschooling her daughter, the whole thing. And so he tipped her $20,000. And the receipt was funny because the receipt is, it says $1 and then tip $20,000 total, $20,001. And there you go. She got a $20,000 tip.
Jay, this is a funny thing that happens at the casino sometimes. Like if you use comp points to pay for your food, you get your food for free. So you don't have a bill, but
sure.
I'm always like, well, yeah, but I still have to tip the server. So I always am like, hey, can you just run it for whatever? They know the routine now.
Yep,
so
of course,
it's pretty
easy.
So yeah, I think they just run it for 1 cent, if I remember right. So they just run it for 1 cent or I don't remember. But then anyways, then you leave your tip, like say you leave a $25 tip or whatever.
Yeah, or a $20,000 tip.
Every time. It's funny. I wonder what Posty's card said, his credit card company, because
you think they probably called.
Mine instantly will send a message that said, you left a 1,007% tip. Did you mean to do this?
You left a 20,000% tip.
And it's one of those, I had to be where like, yes, I did mean to do that. That would feel good to hit the yes.
It would, yeah. And I'm sure he probably did get a little message. I would hope. Although I don't know how his credit card works.
It may be set up different.
It might be. Yeah.
He's a platinum member.
Yeah. Double platinum. Something. So yeah, they're very cool. So very nice of him to do that and a $20,000 tip. Again, it's one of those deals. Like it would be fun to do that. And people will say, well, he's got enough money. But you know, it doesn't mean just because you have it doesn't mean you have to give it to other people.
I wish we would stop that.
I know. They're like, he's
saying
rich.
It. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. And it's not a big deal. Just enjoy it. How about that?
Yes, just take it at its face value. Nice effort, Post.
There is a funny, not a funny, kind of a cool story in Spokane as well, where, Rick Clark with Giving Backpacks and Spokane Quarantine, whatever. I mean, Rick does a lot of stuff in our community. I think most of us are probably familiar with his name at this point. But he did the thing where they tipped a waitress, I don't remember how much it was, $600 and some, something like that, right around Christmas, and took a video of it. And the video went pretty viral, a couple million views. And it was very cool. She was very thankful, the whole deal. Well,
I think it was a $1,500 tip.
$1,500. Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, you know, Rick's got the ability to make money on Facebook stuff if it goes viral.
Sure.
And so it went viral enough that he made, I think there are like $400 or something that he made off that so far. So he said, well, this is kind of cool. Let's just take that $400 and go use it to do this again with someone.
There you go.
Oh,
Wouldn't that be fun if that just kept happening?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That is super
I mean, that's how Mr. Beast started.
Sure. Yeah.
Was everything he...
just kept giving it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then more people started giving him more because they enjoyed the fact that he was giving it away.
Absolutely. So it'd be interesting to see how that goes. I'll keep my eye out for that new video.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah.
Mr. Beast just engaged, too.
True story. Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
What do you know about Mrs. Beast?
I believe she's into the social media game, as they say.
Is she?
I think she's like a YouTuber or TikToker.
Really? I don't think that's right.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I looked her up. Jay and I were talking about it the other day. Maybe she is.
Or maybe she's posted something on social media.
She at one point had posted something.
Oh, she's had a social media page. Yeah, that's
weird.
I thought she was something. No, am I wrong?
I have no idea.
Well, Jay and I looked it up the other day, and we were talking about it. Mr. Beast says his mom controls his company's bank account. That's hilarious.
I love that. That's hilarious.
Mr. Beast fiance. Why is it not coming up?
Beuson, that's his wife's last name. She has 40,000 subscribers on her channel called Tia Beastie. A little less familiar, obviously, than his 341 million YouTube subscribers. She has 40,000. She does some beauty stuff. Which is why Steve knows, because he's all about the beauty.
Well, yeah. Okay. This is making me mad, but it finally came up. It should not have taken that long. I looked her up on her social media, Jay. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a real slacker, remember? She was the girl who had, like, all these different degrees. All these college degrees.
Yes, she's
Let's see. Here's what she has. She says that she loves to learn. And that's one thing that Jimmy admires. That's Mr. Beast's real name.
Yeah.
She graduated with a bachelor's degree in law and an honors degree in psychology.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And then she earned a master's degree in neuropsychology.
Right.
And
master's degree that she did.
She's also an author.
So literally just sits around and doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Real slacker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what I'm
reading... she's also a social media star.
Correct.
Did I not say that?
Yeah, that's why Kevin said it.
I was saying it sarcastically.
Interesting.
So you would consider her a social media star?
Like Mr. Beast.
Well, she's married to Mr. Beast, so yeah, of course she's...
She is a professional content creator. She is an esports commentator and online gamer who goes by the name Thea Beastie, as you said.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yes.
So, obviously, she goes by Beastie. So, this is after she met him. She thought, well, why not just take advantage of this fun? Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, jump on that bandwagon.
Well, I'm sure she was doing it beforehand.
Do you think that she ever calls him Mr. Beast or Beast or just calls him Jimmy?
Oh, for sure she does.
Maybe James.
I think you'd call him Mr. Beast. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Beast.
Sorry, could you please pass the salt, Mr. Beast?
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
I bet out of sarcastic tones that, you know, I'm sure that's that moment. Where,
yes.
When he's acting like he thinks he's a big deal, which I don't think is very often. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. But,
right.
You know, if she's making fun of him, that would come out, I would imagine, quite a bit. Also, I feel like you would never win an argument with her. She seems brilliant.
She does seem a little smart, doesn't
she? Yeah, yeah. You and your little video games there, Mr. Beast. You and your little giveaways. You and your little making people happy while I'm over here just going to school for my fourth degree.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're easy degrees. Law and psychology, neuropsychology. Those are easy.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are we still talking about chasing in vehicles, or what are we talking here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was definitely vehicle chasing.
Kevin James.
I think I can catch Kevin if we're not using vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we'll qualify for the staycation in 14 minutes. This question has, it's really turned into something.
Well, it's very important. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. The world needs to know. And this started with a survey, no?
Yeah, this was floating around the internet for the last couple of years. Just doing some, some different challenges, whatever. It's one of those things that's been out for a while.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, it recently popped into my life.
Sure.
Where my son and his fiance were talking about it and how they do it. And they are opposite. Or he's a butt first, she's a head first.
Yeah.
And the question is, how do you get in your car? Head first or butt first?
Yeah.
Now, they say women are more likely to get in head first than men are.
Is that a hair thing?
I kind of wanted to say it was a height thing.
A height thing?
Yeah.
Hmm. So, like, for Steve and I, that would be irrelevant then, yeah.
Maybe it's this. Maybe women always, not always, but a lot of times have something in their hand that they bend head first, put it in, and then slide.
Oh, and then just keep on going. Yeah. Well, I don't believe that women have anything in their hands when they get in a car. I don't believe that's true. Thank you, Kevin.
I know. You notice how I tried to back off of it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not always. They don't always have something in their hand.
Yes, they do. I don't know. I tried to imagine myself climbing in head first into the vehicle. I couldn't make it happen.
Fall over?
I mean, know I've had to do it in certain vehicles for a size issue.
Okay, because the vehicle's too low, or what would be the...
Yeah, and yeah, Jay, I think it's too low and too tight. So if I try to
the door all the way open.
If I try to go in butt first, like my leg gets stuck or whatever.
I see.
Yeah, on the steering wheel, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got to go in head first, get my butt... Go head first, then get my butt sideways, and then swing my legs in.
Like if I were to drive a car after my daughter, first of all, it's not very tall, and then sits extremely close to the right. Boys are always like, wait, what? Wow, you could drive with your mouth, you're so close to the steering wheel. That one I probably would go in head first, yeah.
That's fair.
But yeah, I can't really imagine.
But for the most part, you do butt first.
Yeah, butt before head.
I'm a butt first guy. Mm-hmm. Steve, what are you in the old Corolla?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and I was like, I kind of do it all in the same motion, but okay. I guess technically something has to go ahead of something else, right?
Correct, yes.
So I would say butt.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's not like it's a sharp angle. They're relatively close, because when you're 4'3", you do have the ability to kind of go straight sideways in there.
Oh, he gave me a couple of extra inches.
You're welcome.
Just drop right in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean, Kevin? Yeah. You could almost go perpendicular to the seat because you're so short. You could just like slide straight sideways.
Yeah, I'm feeling you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice.
Now, Steve, yesterday we were so intrigued with this. I said, Steve, why don't you walk around the building and ask everybody? Oh, that's not going to... And I said, listen.
Was that really what it was?
I dare you to do it, Steve.
Right, there you go. That's what you got to do, Steve.
Never mind. He won't do it. And then Jay walked in and said, for sure he won't do it. So as soon as we did that, guess what? Steve was fired up.
There you go.
Oh, I'm fired up, baby.
So he went around the building and asked this amazing question.
Don't laugh at me.
To everyone in the building that he could find. Head first, butt first.
Nice.
Boy, it sure did seem like I talked to a lot of people in the building, or everybody, but it really was only a few people. But yes.
It was a good amount of people.
Yeah. So, yes, may I play the...
Please do.
the feedback that I got.
Did you ask them their names if you didn't know? And are their names on the recording or no?
No, I said, well, to protect the innocent.
I see.
Okay. I was like, you don't need to say your name. Just give me the answer.
I understand.
I said, you can give a long answer or you can just say, you know, head, butt,
sure.
Know, whatever.
Wow, I'm sure you over-explained it like you are now.
Yes, I'll just play it.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a second, but I guess I'd go butt first.
Derek Dice.
Turn around and then back in and then swing the legs around.
Head first.
I go butt first because I'm tall, like 6'4", so I'm going to hit my head if I don't get low to the floor. So I got to get the butt in there first, and then I adjust.
Head first.
Butt first. Well, I put my head in first so I can set all my stuff on the seat next to me, but I think when I actually get in the car, it's butt first.
Head first, make sure no one's in the back seat.
So I go in right leg first, and then my head is sticking out of the car. It's the last thing to go in the car, so I would say butt first.
Yeah.
No, which is the big butt in first.
I go leg and butt first because I have a low ceiling, so I want to make sure I slide in.
Yeah.
If I'm getting in my truck and it's tall, I climb into it, then sit down. If I'm getting into a car that's low, I sit down into it and then tuck my head in.
Yeah. I always go head first when I open the door.
Definitely butt. I go head first.
Butt first.
Butt first, definitely. Butt first.
Head first.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess it depends on the car, if it's a sedan or an SUV, but my first thought would be, well, I go leg first, so I guess the leg's connected to the butt, so butt first.
Definitely butt first.
I go butt first. I got a tiny car.
I go butt first. Biggest things always take priority.
Size matters, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, there was, I did enjoy the differences, you know, car versus SUV versus truck.
Which
or
makes
whatever.
Sense. Yeah. That all does make sense.
How about the head first to check and see if someone's in the back seat?
I mean, that's reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Check before you get in, bro.
Yeah, that was an well, interesting angle.
I mean, you know. And the one where one of the women who works here did the, well, I mean, I have to put the stuff in. The other seat, you know, like, so
right.
Like I'll do that with my backpack. I'll just kind of like throw it over into the passenger seat. But
then she's saying she stands all the way up outside of the car again and then goes butt first.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. She's wasting a step.
Yeah. Although I do think that's what I do. I think I throw it in there, check the back seat, check under the seat, check, you know, passenger seat, you know, all the things, check the, the little container, the little, whatever that is between the seats. You know, the where you have to lift it up and look inside.
Oh, the console, yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. And then you check that, you know, and then get back out, walk around.
Check everything.
Check everything else. Check the tire pressure. Check the bed of the truck. And then I get in butt first.
Yeah, don't forget to knock on the window a couple times.
Just to make sure it's solid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so there you go. So I think, did we do a count there? I felt like butt was a pretty big winner.
Butt was the winner.
Yeah, for sure.
But head made some sense. And I'm kind of wondering, I always say butt first, but I think about how I get in my car now because I step on the running board.
Right. So now you're standing.
Pull myself up with the, you know,
right hand
the
on the steering wheel.
Yeah, you still get in butt first, though.
You're still sliding
it is,
in.
It is the butt that goes first, right? I'm not putting my head in there, Steve. You've watched me do it.
No, I've paid close attention.
Okay. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.